She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's the Film and Everything Podcast. We're gonna talk today some Mandalorian Episode 3. We're going to be doing this on a weekly basis as much as we can. I think next week's is Friday, Thanksgiving, so we'll be back probably by Monday to do that one for you. But so Episode 3, Mandalorian, you know, we're 3 weeks in already with the show. I'm loving this show. We're a little late, but I want to do this review because this show is, it's so good. You know, and remember what we were talking about last week with our worries about if the show is going to just keep being a lot of, like, little things and the story wasn't going to progress. This definitely progresses the story a lot in a direction that I didn't think it was going to go. Because now I think it's going in a different path now, like, completely. This is going to be a spoiler review because it's a 30-minute show. You know, if you're listening, it's either you're watching the show or not at this point. You know, you don't want to hear a review for each episode without really watching the show. And there's things, so many things going on now that it's impossible to talk about without spoiling. So spoiler warning now, because we're going to get into it. The embargo's already lifted about the Baby Yoda. You know, they're going to do merchandising and all that. But, I mean, this episode, what did you think of this episode? Episode 3. What is it called? The Sin. The Sin.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. The first one was called, do you remember the first one? I know the second one was called The Child. The
first one? I don't know.
Third one is The Sin. I don't remember the first one, but it doesn't matter. So yeah, what did you think of this episode? This is a great, great episode. It was trending everywhere.
It's probably, for right now, like, top one.
This is the best one, yeah, right? The best one. Yeah, it really is. I mean, this episode, I love how they did the action in the show. You can tell Disney's holding them back with the violence, but they're right, you know, they're like borderline. They're right there with, the, you know, it's cool action.
Yeah.
They're doing cool things. It's not, I don't know. How can I say it? You can tell it just feels gritty, you know. It feels realistic. And yeah, sometimes they could show a little bit more, but they can't. But I think the way they're handling it,
well,
considering with the restrictions, it looks great. It doesn't feel like they're holding back too much.
And I was also curious to see, because the director of this one, it's a different...
Deborah Chow?
Yeah, because I was curious to see, like, how each person was going to, like, do, like mm-hmm. their own thing. But I like the fact that she kept the same formula.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference. Like, we've seen three episodes, and I think... there's a different director each one, or the first two still Jon Favreau?
I think it was Dave Filoni did the second, right?
I think Dave Filoni did the first.
I don't know.
Jon
Favreau?
Then maybe Jon Favreau. I know Jon Favreau's been the writer for these past three episodes. That I know for sure. But there has been different directors, and it's a perfect example of when you have this solid writer, a solid crew following the storyline, you know?
Yeah.
So, you had the same tone, so you don't really feel like each episode is too different. So it's following the same tone of the show, but each director is implementing their own style. Because this episode, the action had more of like this kind of like suspenseful, kind of like an action spy movie or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, which I guess we'll go in order with what happens in this episode. The pros of this episode that I really want to point out right away is that we're kind of picking up on about the show. It has a lot of heart, the show, and that's you know, that's easy with Baby Yoda. That's easy, you know, right away. Right when the Baby Yoda came in, you already know that's going to be a plus for them. The humor, it's not that Marvel humor. It's just very subtle, natural humor, you know? Like, I love the scene when he's traveling, you know, to the planet, and then, like, the Baby Yoda jumps off the little crib, I guess, and then it's like it's trying to take off the little knob from the I guess it's like the hyperdrive or something from the ship, and then you kind of see the Mandalorian growing a bond with this little Yoda. How can you not, right? You know, and I love how that pays off towards the end of the episode when That's why he goes back, because he's just gonna leave. He got his bounty in. He got his money, which was a lot. And then he goes to go on the hyperdrive, and you see, like, he notices the handle's not there. So it's a cool little moment, and that's why he goes back, which I thought was great. And this episode does go in a direction that I didn't really see coming, you know? Because what happens in this episode? Besides that main chunk, it's pretty simple, right?
He walks, he delivers.
He delivers the baby Yoda.
That guy who plays the Empire, he does, like, his lines so good. So well.
Yeah, he's Werner Herzog. He's a director. An actor as well. Oh. But he's directed a few movies.
Yeah, but like the way he's doing his
bounty
lines,
hunting is a complicated profession.
Yeah, like the way
he's
like,
perfect. Yeah,
because like, he says those lines great. I was like, man, like he sounds.
Yeah,
like
what
those...
was that line that he said when he asked about? So what are you gonna do with it? And he's like, you know very well in the guild.
Yeah.
You like accept pay or you don't or something. I don't know, something like that. And but he says it so good.
It's like,
he's actually really funny in this movie called The Grand, that poker movie. It's a comedy movie, but he plays like a hardcore poker guy. He has cats. So he's like, yes, I love cats. And it's like, it's actually really funny. So just because imagine him here, but like in a comedy, and it's really funny.
He does his lines good. Like
he delivers the lines extremely
even
well.
Even this guy, the one from Rocky.
I forgot his name, but yeah, he's good too.
And that bothers me.
Yeah, but he's great. And he
does good.
The casting all around is just perfect.
Yeah, because he delivers them, he asks, cause he's, and then he finally gets his full set, like his full gear.
Yeah, which was a great moment. He got all that money, and then he goes gets his gear. That's when he was going to leave, and then, you know, that was such a great moment when he goes, and the little knob is not there anymore, and it reminds him of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, because the first, 15, 20 minutes, it's just him, like, doing his own little thing for a little while, and then the last 10 is him going back.
Yeah, I love the... I don't know, it just feels so dark, you know? When the Empire, when they're there, and it's like the stormtroopers, they're all dirty, and they're always... They're just
he
like...
He stabbed one of them.
Yeah.
With a knife.
And I love how on edge they are all the time. When he walks in the room, they're just looking at him, and it's like this underground... underground crime story or something, you know, which is really cool. So I love that line when he asks, what are you going to do with it? And then they take the Baby Yoda...
because they're doing like some tests that like they're.
I think they're trying to find a way to take the force out of it, like the force sensitivity out of it. Maybe it's something with the midichlorians. Maybe they're following that.
Maybe
yeah, I don't know. But they were trying to take its power.
Yeah, because now the next episode that's like not even the trailer. Now we're getting like.
We're fresh. Things, yeah,
like,
we're fresh.
New stuff that we're
they did
now.
Great in the trailers by not showing any of this.
No.
You watch the trailer and you think one thing and. This story is completely different. The action scene was amazing.
No, when he goes back. That part is cool when he saved him. He's walking back, but everyone's beeper is going off.
Uh-huh.
And it's like all the bounty hunters, they all go outside.
That was so good. And before that, when he goes, and the little robot, he knocks on the door, and the little robot thing comes out, he just yanks it off, goes around, and the stormtroopers come out, he sneaks in the other way, and then he just starts, you know, I love how he actually gets shot. And then he shoots back, and it shows how like powerful the armor is.
And it showed, like the other crew that he has, like the people that he has.
Yeah, we got more insight on the guild.
Yeah,
I love that little fight scene when you know they're like calling him out.
So some people think that was John Favreau.
Maybe.
It sounded like him a little bit.
Yeah, maybe he always has like little cameos.
That
stuff.
Was cool. Like
when he got his armor, and I love the dialogue is so well done. Like. For that character, that Nick Nolte character, like, I have spoken, you know? And for the Mandalorian, for the guild, it's like, this is the way, you know? So, and it's not cheesy. It's not, it works. It feels like Star Wars, you know?
And that was an awesome fight scene towards the end.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was just, like, shooting, like just last stand, like...
Yeah, when he jumps over the little, into the crate, and he shoots in midair, and yeah. And I love the scene inside the facility when he's taking the Baby Yoda.
Yeah, that was really good.
It's very like suspenseful
and
thriller.
And like flashlights, the stormtroopers. Never seen that before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it
only
felt
in Clone Wars. You see,
it felt really gritty. You know,
yeah, they had flashlights.
They're searching for him, and then you know
he burned one of them with his flamethrower.
Yeah, I love it. I love how he
and
uses...
that part when he's like surrounded. He opens that little like
he used those new missile things.
It looks like that Iron Man missile thing.
I love how you get to see him use all his different abilities with his suit.
And he used the grappling hook. And
I love it. I love it. The action's never boring.
And that part is pretty dark, too. Like, he grabs a guy with a hook, beats him up, but then just shoots him in the
and
head.
He doubles. Yeah, he kind of confirms it. Yeah. I love it.
Like, I love it. That's good.
And then he gets Baby Yoda, which I think they were trying to, like, retract his force sensitivity.
You know,
and
no, because they were
going to
kill him. But that guy helped.
He was trying
to not kill
they
him.
They were going
to
kill him, I guess, afterwards. You know? Yeah. So this baby's a big deal. That's obvious. So this is something. What I got out of it is this is the Empire trying to find a way to get their Sith back, or like the Force sensitivity back, or something. They're trying to build up again. Yeah. They're probably trying to get from this. You know, it's the future for the Jedi. And maybe try to get his power and use it for them.
I'm just trying to figure out who left that Yoda there.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of explaining there. There's a lot of explaining. But I mean, he gets them back, and then all the bounty hunters, and I love when the guild shows up. I didn't see that coming. The whole guild shows up.
That was awesome.
But this is like classic. I mean, what with the jetpacks and everything.
Like shooting, killing. That's all at Warzone.
Yeah.
And now they had to like
I feel like that set the tone for the show. Now it's like, okay, now I see where this is going.
Yeah, because now he has his guild to like back him up. Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling that we're going to see more of them a little bit.
And the backpack.
Yeah.
The jetpack.
You see, I got to get one of those. I love how we still haven't seen his face. They teased it a little bit in this episode by mentioning it.
Yeah, they only take it off when it's something.
Yeah, so we still haven't seen his face. I love how the character has still been very solid. He's awesome. The dialogue in this show so far has been amazing. Like, those little one-liners and, like what you were saying, the Werner Herzog character. The dialogue is so good. If you feel the vibe.
Yeah, but if it wasn't him doing it, it wouldn't be the same. Like, the way he says it.
He has that face, too. That bulldog.
Yeah, like that's like the way he says it. Like,
and even this guy, Pedro Pascal, playing the Mandalorian, you know?
He's doing really good,
too. That scene, I think it was the first episode, when it's like, oh, but it's like a 4-on-1. He's like, I like those odds. You know, in the first episode. I love that. It's like, yes. You know? I love it. It gets me excited because that's good writing. And within the Star Wars universe, it doesn't feel like this. It doesn't feel like Disney's writing this show. That's what the sequel trilogies feel like. You know, like, dummy. It feels like modern society.
Yeah.
Like, just this society in Star Wars.
The only thing is that you do see Disney's, like, them, like...
Restriction
with
the violence, yeah.
Because even with the blasters, you don't see the holes.
Yeah, I know. But...
It hasn't been
too bad.
But that's a thing, though, because even the game, Fallen Order...
The limb cutting and stuff.
Limb cutting.
But I don't have a problem with it, because I love how these filmmakers that are in charge of the show...
Yeah,
this is not Kathleen Kennedy. This is Disney being like, hey, let them do their own thing right now, because we're desperate.
Yeah, no.
I love how they're right at borderline with the violence. Stabbing in the back. Okay, we don't have to see the knife coming through the front. Either way, it's
a
small knife. The blasters, we're getting the blast.
The armor. I'm curious.
I don't know.
No,
we're
still
fuck
cool.
It. It's cool. The blasting, okay, we don't see the hole, but it's so quick that we don't even get a chance to see the hole. It doesn't look fake. So I love how they're really pushing the boundary and they're not just trying to limit their, you know, and they're keeping it cool. I mean, the first episode when that guy gets cut up in the door, they cut it right on the dot.
The one thing I get in Last Jedi, Phasma has that armor.
Kinda,
and bullets bounce off it.
Yeah,
but I thought that was only meant for the Mandalorians.
Again, Phasma was supposed to have more backstory.
Oh, maybe she was a Mandalorian or something.
J.J. Abrams always said that her backstory is supposed to have a lot more. Like, she was gonna be a big character, but Rian Johnson just kind of made her come back and to kill her off again.
The Mandalorians are the only ones that have that steel.
I'm sure she has some sort of background. J.J. Abrams always said that she had a story, like she had a bigger story arc, but, you know, we all know what happened
there. Because in Last Jedi, like, her bullets, like, they were shooting her, it was bouncing off.
Yeah, she was a cool character.
And it's kind of like, why not give your whole army that?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, Last Jedi with its own issues, but, I mean, this show is really giving me a lot of hope for the future of Star Wars, because, I mean, the episode's great.
And plus, too, we get no trailers for the next episode.
It's just, that's it. You wait. Yeah. And I love the ending of the episode. We go through all that. He shoots this guy from Rocky. I keep forgetting his name. But I feel like he shot him there on purpose because he knew.
No, because he saw it earlier. So when he was talking to him, He didn't want to kill him.
He didn't want to kill. They're friends. Like they're good colleagues. Yeah,
because earlier we were talking and he showed him where he has the plate.
So yeah.
So because he could have shot him in the head. He's been doing that.
Yeah. So I think he did that on purpose just to blast him off and he left. So I like where this is going now. So now it's like the guild and the, you know, I like where
this is going. And of course the ending is great. He gives the little Yoda like the ball.
The handle. That's the payoff.
And yeah, like he gives him the little handle
and lets him play with it. Yeah.
Like play with it.
It's got the heart. It's got the action.
And what
it's
I like
got...
too is that when they have to make the Yoda like CGI, they don't
very
show
subtle,
it.
Very subtle, yeah.
It's in the back. You don't see it too well.
Yeah, no, they're super effective.
They're
this
really
show
good.
So far, it has the action. It has the Star Wars tone.
The story so far.
Practical. The story is great. The humor is there. The humor feels within the Star Wars universe. It doesn't feel like Marvel humor like
the
other movies.
The next episode is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mm-hmm. She's directing the next one. I'm really liking this creative team.
I'm curious of the one person I'm kind of like, I don't, I'm curious about is that
Taiki Waititi. He might, like, if he's going to go overboard. I don't think they'll let him because this is a show that's.
Yeah, but
very
like,
within the same construct.
Like his style is more like
over the top.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying about his Jojo Rabbit movie. That was him in his full glory, like him, all him. And they were saying like, yeah, he still needs some work to have his own movie like that because it was like I guess they were saying it was a little too much. I don't think though he'll have that issue in this show because it's within that confine of this is what we're doing.
Yeah, but I'm just curious. Because I was curious about this episode, mm-hmm. and she did
great
really
episode.
Well. Like
she's
really
doing
good, like,
Deborah Chow.
She's
going to be doing the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, which I'm excited about. If it's anything like this, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I do have a feeling. I think Star Wars is going in the right direction
and
right
I'm
now.
I'm curious about the Bryce Dallas Howard too, because
mm-hmm.
her father is Ron Howard.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no.
Curious
I
to see how she's gonna be.
I think they're doing great right now. Star Wars is looking great. I'm hearing the game is great. The Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it's a great game, which we are gonna play soon. We can talk about it in the podcast whenever we beat it.
I have to buy it first.
Yeah, we were just playing Death Stranding, but the show's great. I'm excited for the future Star Wars shows. I'm excited for Kenobi. I'm not too thrilled about that character.
Yeah,
what's his name?
I don't know.
Cassian? Because it's about the underground scoundrels, but it's like we kind of have that with this already. But we're just getting the new character. I hope it doesn't go through.
Dude, it's just because he's like Hispanic.
No.
Because they want like a Hispanic.
No, his storyline is like before Rogue One. I don't know.
Yeah, but his character is...
He's too new for people to care.
Like, I don't care.
He's barely in Rogue One.
I'm not too like with the show because I feel like they're just going to cancel it. They're not going to go through with it.
Yeah, let's see. But I am excited about Kenobi. You know, McGregor's back. It's after Revenge of the Sith.
Because it's what, before Rogue One?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Damn.
It doesn't... There's no need to. You have this. You have Kenobi, which is after Revenge of the Sith, which is a great time to really see what's going on there. That timeline does fit in with the Solo timeline. We can get a little something there, but I don't know.
Yeah, but they originally wanted Solo as trilogy.
Yeah. Now maybe they can just... apply it to
a
that
show?
Not a show, but I don't know, but I'm every time, let me see, hold on one second, I'm loving the show, I'm loving where it's going. I think the future of Star Wars, because there's rumor now that Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are gonna be like the new leaders for Star Wars now, like they're gonna be overseeing the new movie, like they might be doing a movie together or a trilogy. And I have a feeling I'm loving this creative team that they have.
I think the trilogy might be like a Old Republic.
I hope so. I'm loving this creative team we have right now because we have Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni. They might be overseeing another movie or another trilogy, and they did great on this show. We have Deborah Chow, who just directed this episode, who's going to be doing the Kenobi show. You know, so I'm loving this.
But who's writing the Kenobi?
I don't know. I don't know yet. But I'm loving this creative team that's doing Mandalorian, and I think they're going to branch out, and they might just take over the future of Star Wars. And if that's the case, I'm really excited.
Too
I think
bad they couldn't have this trilogy.
I know. I'm loving it. I'm loving it so far. I see the future being very bright for them right now because I think Lucasfilm learned their lesson, and I think with this show and all that, I think they were like, okay, just
and
do
plus,
your thing.
And plus, how is Rise going to be like?
I don't know how Rise is going to be. I have a feeling, I don't know. Let's see.
Because if people hate it?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there's gonna be some big changes over there in the Star Wars like leader.
I think there's already big changes. Rise of Skywalker is inevitable because they've been working on it.
Yeah.
But I think there's already changes being made. We already know from the looks of it, Rian Johnson's not getting his trilogy. I don't think he's ever coming back.
Good.
Rise of Skywalker is coming out. Mandalorian's great. Kenobi, I think, is going to be great. The games, actually, the game Jedi Fallen Order actually turned out great, which we didn't think so. People are loving it. After that, they got a 3-year break. They wouldn't have done that before. I think they're reevaluating everything. And especially with the success of this show, that people are actually loving it.
And they're doing season 2.
That's going to convince Lucasfilm to start trusting more on these guys who actually care about Star Wars to take over and maybe, you know, stay true to Star Wars from now on. It's not that hard, you know? So, what would you give this episode? I'm like at a 9, maybe a 10.
The thing is, I don't like you at 10s yet. Like, I feel like a 10 is like...
Yeah, you have to rewatch, but I think the benefit of this show, I love how straight to the point they are. It's,
yeah.
You can tell this was supposed to be a movie, but they turned it into a show.
And it worked.
It's a 4-hour show because it's like 30 plus minutes, 8 episodes. It's like a 4-hour movie, which I'm all for. Because you have a movie, a 4-hour movie that doesn't have to be cut for running time. You can just flesh out the story and really tell it. So
I'll probably give it a 10. I'll give it a 10.
I'm like at a 10. I don't see anything where I felt like it didn't drag. It didn't. And this is actually one of the longer episodes.
Yeah.
It's 37 minutes. This is a 10. This is a 10 for me. I really love this show so far. It's getting better.
I'm just curious about what this guy is going to do, that Taika Waititi.
He's like, I think he's doing what, like episode 6 or something?
Yeah.
Good. We're going into what, 4 now. This is 3. There's 8 episodes. I think the story is going to keep progressing. I think it's going to lead to something big for the future of Star Wars, because this does take place after Return of the Jedi. This is a baby Yoda. There might be a Yoda in the future films. I don't know about Rise of Skywalker because those movies have been such a mess. But as of right now with this, I'm loving.
No, Rise, they can't add.
No.
That baby Yoda.
No. I think it's going to be for the future.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because if they have played their cards with their sequel trilogy and really actually listened to what they hadn't planned out, maybe, you know, it's a shame. But with this show, I'm having hope again. It's honestly so good. It's so weird because it feels so different than the sequel trilogies.
Yeah.
You can tell that Disney's influence on this show, they know it's like, do your thing. It's like a low risk, high reward anyway. So they let the creators do their thing. But with the movies, Disney feels like they have to really just like influence it so much, you know? But you can see the difference with this show and the movie. This feels like Star Wars and I'm loving it. So I give it a 10. You give it a 10 as well. Anything else before we...
Yeah, I think we got everything.
It's a short show, 30-plus minute episodes.
Yeah.
I'm loving the armor. Now, the show feels so satisfying, you know?
Yeah.
You see him getting his new armor now, you know? And I love the subtle humor. It feels like humor that you would have in a Star Wars film or something, you know, like... It's not that Marvel, oh, you feel the Force? You feel it? That's like that slapstick comedy that you see in like Marvel or something. But the humor here in this show, it's very subtle, like the baby Yoda. Or when he sees the jetpack, he's like, oh, I got to get me one of those. It's within the Star Wars universe that it feels, you know. So I'm really happy with that because, you know, that was a big issue with the past 2 movies in the sequel trilogy. A lot of Marvel humor. And it takes you away from that feeling of Star Wars. So,
yeah.
Mandalorian's doing great, guys. If you're listening to this, we're pretty much spoiling it for you, but go watch Mandalorian if you're watching this and you haven't seen it, because it's a great, great Star Wars content. So, 2 tens for us. I'm very excited to see what's next in this story. I feel like this story's going to go to places that, you know, I think it's going to set up a lot for the future of Star Wars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to know where, you know, like this baby Yoda is a big deal. This baby Yoda is powerful.
Yeah.
And the Empire, like this underground Empire, is trying to get that power.
Yeah.
So it's showing up, you know, them trying to build back up again, which I love that because we never got that. We sure as hell didn't get that in Force Awakens. Force Awakens, we just got them already more powerful than the Republic, which I don't know how when it's been 30 years of victory, but whatever, you know. Here, where this is, I think, 5 years after Return of the Jedi. Maybe sooner, maybe later.
It's like 5 years. And like, it's gonna go into what Force Awakens, like the
rise. It's gonna go into it a little bit, yeah. And you kind of see it already, because it's just them underground. They're scattering around, trying to find a way to build back up. Which I love that we haven't got that, and I think it's something we should have gotten with Force Awakens, or at least have that talked about. So I think this show is on a great path. And again, when you have Star Wars fans and passionate people for Star Wars, and people who know what they're talking about. And know about Star Wars, it's great. And this is what you get. Yeah. And it's great. So that's it, guys. That's our discussion on The Mandalorian Episode 3. We're going to be doing these every week, so stay tuned. We're doing a double review today, so we'll be talking about Death Stranding. I know it's not a movie or a show, it's a game, but I mean, it's the closest thing to a interactive movie you're ever going to get, you know? So that's why I definitely want to talk about it on here. It's great experience, so stay tuned for that. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, or if you're watching, thank you so much. Feel free to, if you enjoyed this episode, leave a like and subscribe if you want to see more. It helps us out a lot. If you're listening, you know, leave us a little review or rate us on iTunes or anything like that. We're available on all the audio platforms. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.
Till next time.